All right, I see that Anchor has some new options. Okay, so I'm gonna have to cut the notifications on. Do not disturb because it cut off my feed. So we're gonna cut the notifications off, and I'm gonna do this again. Wow. That's why it hasn't been uploading, because they have some new features. Now I gotta sit here and study the new features. Wow. I just learned the other features. Well, I gotta talk all over again. So, what I was saying, you guys, I was up, as always, I need to get ready to go to sleep. Because I've been up, didn't go to sleep yet. And I finally got this Apple subscription straight, right? Subscription for an app that I didn't even have a chance to even enjoy, because I didn't know how to open it. And so with that, it was a trial. Then I thought I canceled it, by me not really knowing how to use this Apple phone. So I uninstalled it. My daughter's like, "Mom, you gotta cancel the subscription." So I canceled the subscription. However, they still charge me, right? So I'm thinking it's straight. Why these people try to charge me again? Well, really they did, because I had a balance. So now they got almost $100-something out of me for like four subscriptions connected together. Man, y'all know I was peed. Well, I finally got it straight, because I had to, I'd share with y'all how I had to wait till I get paid for my card and yada yada yada. I'm not gonna go through all that again. So that was taken care of, right? And I had to go to the post office and bring back a return a package, which was a blessing, and I wanted to kick myself because I'm thinking, I looked online when I had the return receipt, it said it was going to be like $12 and something to return. I had got a the cordless mic, because I'm going to be speaking next month. The next 3 months I have speaking engagements. I have my cordless ear mic, but I needed the backpack part to pick up through the PA system, right? Well, I ordered it and it didn't work, y'all. It's like it had a short in it. So I returned it. So when I looked on to get the return, it said $12 and something. I was like, "My Lord." So I didn't have it. Don't y'all know I go to the post office and I say, "Well, ma'am, I don't know which slip to use. This is what they told me to print out to put on there." She said, "Oh, it's a prepaid. You don't have to pay nothing." I was like, "What?" I didn't have this sitting at my desk for almost a month. Wow, are you serious? Yes, indeed, Lord. See what happens to Dr. D? Well, with that, so I had a chance to take care of this. I kind of accomplished some stuff today, y'all. And I had a chance to pay some things. I still got to deal with my credit card and stuff. So I got to call and let them know it's gonna be late again. I really hate that because I took my time and I built up. My credit was almost like a 700 and something because I made sure I paid on time and everything. So by my clients not paying me, it's really costing me. You know what I'm saying? And now it's like messing up my credibility. Now I'm being late. And that hurts you when you're late with your credit. Man, that just really like, really like, really like, really. So I'm not even worried about that. Some other stuff I got to deal with, but I thank God I had an opportunity to at least do what I needed to do to get the ball rolling on some other stuff. So I kind of feel a little accomplished. With all that said, this is Throwback Thursday, right? And today is my brother's, would have been my brother's birthday. September 13th, yes. This is the day that me and my brother will be twins for 2.5 weeks. before my birthday on October 3rd. That's right. And so what happens, we'll dress alike, we'll do things, and I miss my brother. And because of that, and that relationship, some things I had to release and get free of because I had treasured my friendships with my brothers in Christ, which they didn't even understand. It's not even about what they thought. You know, I just wanted a healthy brother friendship. You know, and these Negroes, they wanna go beyond the call, and then they get teed off. And hey, it is what it was. I'm sorry, that's not this kind of party. I just want to be brothers and sisters. But anyway, so when God revealed that to me, I was like, oh, he said, yeah, you're missing your brother. And so it's causing you to be codependent. And that's why you don't mind helping. And nothing wrong with that, you know, but your service. And because the enemy know your heart and your service, he bring along individuals that don't have no really, they really don't even care. They don't care about you, you know. And so I had to teach you and show you this last time. No. So I was like, whoa. Okay. So you see how deep it goes, you guys? That soldiery series is very powerful. It's really been really like putting some fingers on some serious areas in my heart. I don't know how it's affecting anybody else, but it's helping me. And I'm loving it. I really am. I'm loving it, you know. And it's really put some things in perspective. I understand what priority really is. How to say, if you only can believe. Well, I believe, Lord. Yes, I believe, I believe, I believe. You ain't got to worry about me. I believe. Yeah, buddy. Me and Michael used to do some stuff. I never forget. This Throwback Thursday, so they're talking about the memory. We go skating, right? And we used to, when we moved in Tarrytown, I'm speeding up now when we was in high school. And we moved to Tarrytown. So we was able to walk to the skate rink around Halloween. Oh my God, we was bad, y'all. We'll take them people because at that time, it wasn't as bad as it is now. So you can go trick-or-treating by yourself. And and people have their pumpkins on outside or whatever. Man, Michael go and kick the pumpkin. We playing soccer with the pumpkins. Man, we smashing them people pumpkins. We were some bad little brat shit, but we knew how to have fun. We get them bicycles on Saturdays. Man, we be gone. And because, you know, once we cleaned the house Saturday, we had to go. We ain't staying in Mama. Mama say, you ain't staying up here sucking up my air, you know, because she'll be off. Mm-mm. She don't want nobody in her house. So we'll be gone. And once we come back, you know, be on the porch, she'll have an ice chest with the Kool-Aid and peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Yeah. See, these children don't know, man. Please, these children don't even know. First of all, they don't know how to have fun. We had to be creative. Y'all remember Cool Can? Man, we used to play Cool Can. What they call it when you threw the rocks? Who could throw the rocks the furthest? It was a little name we called it. But we threw the rocks, made mud pie. Man, we had talent shows in the backyard. We had to be creative. You know, we ain't had no iPhone and, what was that? What they got now? Okay, the first gamer was the Atari, and in our block we was like the big thing in our block. It's like Mama had worked and she had all that business and stuff, and so my mama, she was very very classy, and so before they had the spoke ring, like how they had them rims out, she had a Grand Marquis, I think it was a Marquis. And her rims was gold, platinum. Not platinum, but gold, like 18 karat, 24 karat gold. Oh, yeah, Mama was a G back then. Oh, I got some stories to tell y'all about that. I ain't going to go in too much because I know she listening. Hey, Mama. I know she listened to my program. But you could leave a call in, Mom. Just go right there. I don't know if you listen to it on a computer, and they didn't change the app, so I don't even know what to tell you now, because I got to sit here and study it now. They didn't change the functions of the app. They got it like it's on a desktop. But anyway, I was going to show her how to call in and leave a message, and I can plug in so y'all can hear my mom, because I know she listen. But anyway, so yeah, that's what I'm saying. So back then, man, and then my mama used to dress us alike. My mama was a seamstress. Oh yeah, I forgot about that. My mama was a seamstress. Man, she did weddings and proms and oh my gosh, my mama did everything. So I could see in her grandchildren got a little of her. Like Zach, she got the fashion, my other daughter too, the one that just got married, she got that too, that modeling. She model. I don't know why she don't do that, man. My second to the oldest daughter is beautiful, man. She is so beautiful. I call her top model. I don't care how long it take. She keeps saying she's trying to wait till Christian in school, but Christian's in school. You trying to hustle and bustle for a job, man? You need to do your portfolio and send that out and do some magazine sprays or something, man. And I told her one time, stop putting your pictures out there like that for free. I told her, I said, somebody got your pictures making money off in another country. I'm for real. My second to the oldest daughter take beautiful, beautiful pictures. I mean, like top model. You hear me? Well, anyway, so yeah, my mom was a seamstress, so she sold me and Mike an outfit. So she really started that. We was dressing as twins from the day he made his birthday on September 13th all the way to October 3rd. We was twins. And let me see. We did everything together, man, but we was fighting like cats and dogs, though. Ooh, man. Boy, I remember one time I had just cleaned up the kitchen or something had happened, and Michael went up in there and cooked something. Lord have mercy. That boy and mama was about to come home. And see, back then, the oldest got it. It didn't matter what the youngest did. The oldest got the brunt of it. The oldest got the butt of it because the oldest was responsible, right? He went in that kitchen and messed my kitchen up. Ooh, I never forget that day. That was a big old fight. Ooh, I was so mad with him. I got that frying pan. He had that brunt, man. We was gone. To the point where my other big brother, Ikea, came over. He's my brother from another mother. And what are y'all fighting for? Yada yada yada. And my other brother, Patrick. I mean, it was ooh. I mean, we was like it was bloody. That's how we was fighting. And we wasn't no stop, stop, man. We was fist fighting, man. I was throwing down. You hear me? So I was fighting even when I was growing up, cause I was quiet and stuff. But you push me in a corner, I'm gonna come out like a roaring lion. I'm coming out. I'm coming out, man. And I'm not stopping till that adrenaline just wear off me. They literally have to hold me down. I mean, I just get berserk. So, after that, I believe we was cool. But it was a difference because I felt you didn't care. You didn't care. I'm gonna get the whipping, not you. So I felt you did that just to get me in trouble. Why would you do that to me? Why would you want to see me get a whipping after you know I just cleaned the kitchen up? You see what I'm saying? This dirty. This was mean. I was gonna do it, sis. No, it's not the point you was gonna do it. It had to be already done before mama came home. When mama came home, she expected her house to be spotless. Everything in place. Literally, when she came home, she put her stuff down. She get her little Jack Daniels at that time, and she'll walk through the house with her cigarette. I don't know. Did she smoke then? I don't think she really smoked back then. She didn't really smoke to that degree. She really didn't smoke to that degree until lately. Then she started really smoking. But yeah, she'll walk around like an Inspector Gadget, start looking. Like she used to look for stuff. Yeah, mom, you did. You just was looking for stuff. Got a piece of paper on the floor. There it is. Boom. Dang it. Get your butt in here. Why they got paper on the floor? I was like, oh, Lord. I take a deep breath, and I already know I was going to get my behind beat. Lord have mercy. Dog! Man, you couldn't say nothing like these children now. Be talking back to their parents. Man, please, you better not even open your mouth back then. You wanna literally, you'd be picking up your teeth. You have a bust lip. That lip be so swollen when you go to school. And guess what? Nobody ain't saying nothing. The only thing the teacher say, oh, somebody did something. See what I'm saying? Ain't no CPS, ain't no call no police. Nah, that was discipline. You know? Nah, with me, that was abuse for me because I feel like I'm always getting beat for somebody else. You know? But see these children now? Sure. See mine? Man, ask them. I ain't play that crap. Nah, I wasn't beating them just to be beating them. But if they did something, I just gave them that look. If I give you that look, Oh, don't tell me when he was in church. I give you that alert, that look. They already know, oh, man, we're going to get it. Everybody, I ain't just going to pick no one person. Y'all all going to get it. I have four children. All y'all going to get it. But mom. Line it up. Yep, that's how it was, y'all. So, that's my little throwback memory. Movies back then, like I said before, we liked the karate movies, action-packed movies. We liked it, me and my brother, we liked it, the WWE wrestling match. Oh, man. We hurry up, come home from the skate ring on Sundays to watch that. Junkyard Dog. Yeah, buddy. Andre the Great. I think it was Andre Giant. That was the top wrestlers, y'all, back then. Junkyard Dog. Man, they was the beast. Muhammad Ali, the fighter, you know. That's what it was back then for us at that time. Let me see. What else we used to like together? We did our bikes. We was like the competitors for the Atari. Pac-Man, that was the number one game back then, Pac-Man. We had created our own Pac-Man tournament. That's right. Now, we wasn't supposed to have nobody in the house. So, my mom was out. We was like, y'all go to the back. Because our house, we had like a whole house. And like, mama closed up one side. She would rent it out, you know. And she ain't feel like having nobody next door. When their time was up, hey, they go. She opened the house back up. Then we had a full house again. And so this time, she kept it like that for a good little while. About maybe 2-3 years. So that means she made us a game room. So the game room was in the back. We had a side door. So say, come on the back. So they had a mic, little Mike and them, Caden, who's my friend still. Caden and them, their backyard was right adjacent from our backyard. So they hopped the fence. You know, so instead of them walking around the corner, they hopped the fence. So when mama was gone, they'll come and sneak around the back and they can get in to the side door. So we coming in. We had our own peanut butter jelly sandwich. We sitting there, had our own Pac-Man tournament. We was the Pac-Man king or queen. We always was competing against each other. That's right. So that was some good times, y'all. Nah, man, it's like, can't even have fun like that no more. Even with adults. Come on, adults. Y'all don't even know how to live. Y'all don't even know how to live no more. Y'all don't even know how to go out and enjoy yourself no more. Everything is work, 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 work. Like that song, work, 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 work. That's all you do is work. You don't even know how to have fun. And then if you have children, your teenager think you're boring. You know you did a little something when you was young. Hey, you don't get old. God say come to him as a child. So, hey, I'm going to stay as a child. Because I've noticed when I humble myself as a child and go to daddy and say, you know, talk to him and say, look, A, B, C, D, F, G, I need this, da, 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 da. Sooner or later, guess what? Daddy going out on that request. I ain't coming to him all like I know everything. I'm not coming to him all boastful. Oh, daddy, you know, I got these degrees. I'm this. Your words say this. Why it ain't happening? Whoa. Really? See what I'm saying? I'm coming to daddy like, you know, and you know how daddy's up with their daughters, man. And I'm telling you, that's how it be. But guess what? Daddy love his sons, too. Sons got to come to him right. Sons got to come to him and say, look, daddy, I'm going through something. Help me. You know, y'all brothers out there, I don't care what nationality you are, just go talk to him. Talk to Big G. He's there. You know, he is there. When I feel a certain way or whatever, guess what? He'll speak to your soul, man. He'll bring you back to life. He know how to encourage you. Just talk to him. Be yourself with him. Be still. And then after you finish talking, you know, be quiet. Be quiet and listen to him. He's speaking. Even through me right now, he's speaking. Somebody is need an answer. Somebody need an answer. So that's my throwback, y'all. And I'm going to figure out what's going on with Anchor now. I mean, it looks good, but it looks like it's on the phone, but it looks like the desktop version. That's kind of messing me up. So I had all those updates and was waiting. And so once I took care of that iPhone stuff, I was able to update all my apps. And now they all looking different and stuff. So I'm going to check this out. So it's Dr. D with Throwback Thursday. I dedicate this week to my brother. Mitch and Michael. That was my partner. That was my brother. I miss him. When he got killed. I never forget that day, that evening. I kind of like bathed him. I don't feel right. Bruh, don't leave the house. You need to get your rest. He was just like coming out of, you know, man, his ex got him killed. I mean, it was some crazy stuff. I guess I'll go into that one day. But, you know, my brother was living with me, you know. And we would just get some stuff together. I mean, I always had somebody living with me. That's a whole nother story there. You know, that's why I don't worry about what people say. Because when I think about my life, I never really had a chance to enjoy Danielle for Danielle. I'm always, like, trying to help somebody, you know? And in return, it just turns sour. I don't know. And I'm really asking God going into this new year and forever. I don't want to be mean streak, you know, but I really want to see what God sees to avoid it. Now I ain't going to say I'm going to avoid all the mishaps because, hey, we're in life. It's going to happen. But at least I won't be so naive to people. I know your motives. And once I know who you are, I know how to deal with you. You kind of get that, y'all? That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at. Once you show me who you are, hey, it's all good. I love you. Well, fall off. Ain't no love lost. But you won't be priority to me. It's not me. You know, I was listening to Patti LaBelle. I'm going to get off. I listened to Patti LaBelle on the masterclass, and she was sharing some stuff. And I said, whoa, I got it. And she was just sharing a lot of things that happened to her. People she loved, she couldn't believe the things that they was doing to her. She said, but she forgave them, but she had to go on. It's nothing else that we need to discuss. I was like, oh, so I had needed to hear that today, this morning. That kind of blessed me, you know. And like she said, as long as you know you did the best that you can do from your heart and it was true, you never have to worry about nobody trying to take out your light. Your candle gonna shine brighter. And a lot of times, that's why people do what they do, because they try to put out your candlelight. Because your candlelight is shining brighter than theirs. Whoa. I was like, okay. All right. I think I'm getting it. Okay. So you got to see yourself there, members. Boom family. Listeners, subscribers. I don't know what you want to call yourself. I thank you. I thank you for subscribing to the Boom Factor Show. I thank you for taking time out to listen to me. I know I'm way over 15 minutes. I'm not even going to look. You know, I appreciate you. I want you to learn something from my life. That's why I'm doing this. I'm transparent. I think I read a feed, they were saying, like, nobody don't know nothing about you if you don't say nothing. So shut up. So, I read that post. I'm like, now, are they subscribed to my boom factor? Or are they just saying that because of what? You know, I just looked at it. It don't make a difference. I don't care. I don't have no life. My life is for Christ. I don't know. What you want to do with it? You can do whatever you want with it. You might want to run for, well, good. They can go pull up all my feeds. It make no difference. What you gonna use against me? It's my life. I'm gonna say the same thing all over again. It's what it is. Like for instance, I'm gonna post up. We was Islam. We was in Islam, studying Islam. My mom got married to a man that was in following Elijah Muhammad. I still know the phrase, "Assalamu alaikum, walaikum salam." That was a young girl. That was instilled in me. See what I'm saying? We had to read the Quran. I don't know it verbatim, but I do know most of the passages. It's just like the Bible, but it's in reverse. They got the Proverbs, and it's in reverse. You know, they read right to left, I think, just like the Hebrew Bible. It's a lot of the man-made tradition, same thing. Why not just live by the Spirit? So my mom pulls pictures of it because it's my brother's birthday, and me and Michael on there got his suit. My other brother got his little bow tie because that's what they had to wear. You know what I'm saying? I think I was sharing that with y'all maybe like a month ago. So now look, that's the evidence right there. I didn't have none of the pictures mama did. So I'm gonna put that on Instagram. See, Dr. D don't have, man, come on. Hey, the good, the bad, and ugly, it's gonna come on. I'm gonna tell it. I'm gonna tell the bad that I've done, the good that happened, and the ugly. I'm gonna, in due season, this is my life. This is my life. And I'm glad it's being recorded because now my great great grandchildren can know about me. I'll be long gone and they can pull up my podcast and listen to their great great grandmother. Wow. Granny sure was talking about some stuff. You see what I'm saying? If nothing else, hey, they're going to know who I am. They're going to know who they are because they are the seed. From the seed. So let me get off of here. It's 12 o'clock. It's still kind of early, but I've done a lot of things. I need to get some other stuff straight. And that's my throwback reflection today. Throwback Thursday. Dedicate this to my brother, Michael. Miss you, love you. He was a sharpshooter for the Army military branch. One of the top master. I think he was. I don't know if he was a sergeant, but I know he was a top sharpshooter. They had him all over, and what happened? He got discharged, honorably medical discharged. They was doing this. He did the Desert Storm tour, and then they had him on this high stilt platform. I think he said it was like 20 feet or whatever, and something had happened where he fell off it. Oh my God! So he wound up with stills. In this, I don't know if it's in his left leg or his right leg in his foot. Yeah, but that's with that. And then his wife came up with this foolishness and got beat with a steel bat. Then his jaw broke. He had to have steel. Oh Lord have mercy! My brother went through some stuff, but to see him recover, that was a miracle in itself. To see him recover, oh my word, that is the miracle of God. All right, well, let me go. I love you guys. God bless you. I appreciate stations. I appreciate all you listeners from all the other podcast platforms. You want to communicate with me, Dr. D, boomfactorshow @gmail.com. That's D, D as in David, R as a rabbit, D as in David, elephant, boomfactorshow @gmail.com. Let me hear from you. What platform you listening to, what country, what city, what state. You have a testimony, send it so I can shout out on Testimony Tuesday. And if you have a business, any type of industry, hey, send it to me so I can market it on Monday. And Shout Out Fridays will be tomorrow. So you can send me something in the email. If you're on Anchor, you can send me a message. And all my regulars, God bless you. I love y'all. Thank you for checking up on me. I see that some of y'all left me some messages this week. I will definitely, tonight when I get to work, I will pull that up, listen to them, plug y'all in, and I'll get ready for a shout out tomorrow. Okay? So, until then, deuces. Much love. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.